Welcome to Travel Writers Radio. We're here every Wednesday between 5 and 7pm, live on Melbourne's J-Air 88 FM, and we're bringing the community to you. Travel Writers Radio is produced and presented by members of Pallet, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers. So thanks for sharing your time with us. I'm your host, Graham Kemlow, and tonight my co-host is Rita Ruhlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graham. Hi, listeners.
Well, election day in the US. We are still socially distanced for our co-hosted radio show. Rita's in her place on one side of town and I am in mine on the other. So we're really happy to have your comments or questions by email, preferably info@travelwritersradio.com. Thanks for your interest in our show. Those who listen on FM 88 in Melbourne, and also we know there are people who follow us on social media. We're on most platforms. Just search for Travel Writers Radio. That's one word. Some of you listen via SoundCloud. Others use their favourite podcast player or an app such as TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio is terrific. You can hear us live wherever you are in the world, as long as you've registered the 88 FM in Melbourne as our new frequency. Rita.
Tonight, as usual, we have interesting stories on food, wine, travel and lifestyle. Tonight, Bridget Leslie brings us a story about computational gastronomy. What is that, you ask? So do I. I'm waiting to find out. Professor Ganesh Bagla explains how it can benefit industry and also what it means for you. Our reporter Veronica Matheson has an interesting interview with well-known chef Peter Kuravita, who's taken us around the world in his television series. Next for him is a taste tour of Tasmania.
And tonight we introduce our feature interview series, in which we present longer than usual segments, or one segment a week, which are with our reporters in conversation with interesting people from the worlds of food, wine, lifestyle and travel. Tonight, we kick off with Alice Zaslavsky in conversation with Rita Ehrlich. And that's all coming up in our first hour. The second hour, Dunk Island used to be one of the crown jewels in the Great Barrier Reef, a lush tropical island famous for its bright blue Ulysses butterfly. That was its marketing symbol. But it lies in ruins now. And travel writer Fiona Harper, who's reported for us a few times, was recently on the island, and she talks to us about its current cyclone-ravaged state. Reporter Carolyn Jasinski is fresh from reporting on outback South Australia, but she flew to the Sunshine Coast, the east of the country, in Queensland, and it's always been one of Australia's most popular destinations as it looks to rebuild its visitor economy. And with polling booths closing across the USA at this time, I spoke before we came on air with our Pallet team member, Kristen Henning, who, when she's not living her chosen nomadic lifestyle, is based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Do the exit poll interviews that networks are conducting with voters as they leave the booth, do they give any indication of who might win the job of president? And what about the balance of power in the Congress and the Senate? Well, we hope to keep you fully informed in the time frame that we have. That's all coming up tonight on Travel Writers Radio.